Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can send comments through the website. Plus, there is also a Facebook group, which is called Catholic Sports Radio Community. There are listeners of the show in that group, as well as some former guests. There is a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. And do please help me spread the word about this show and tell others who would enjoy and benefit from listening about Catholic Sports Radio. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. We recently learned the newest class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That announcement came very shortly after it was revealed that there will be no new players enshrined to the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. In fact, regarding the latter, pitcher Curt Schilling reacted by saying that he wanted his name removed from the ballot. Things get very emotional around these announcements. You'll hear talk of some individuals saying they've been snubbed, sometimes for many, many years. Others will trot out the statement that it's a team game and they're not about personal accolades. But it really all boils down to their legacy. It's the one final chance that these would-be honorees have to step away from their sport in a manner that ensures that the last memory will be immortality, that they made it to the highest honor, the Hall of Fame. But really, as Christians, isn't the highest honor that we should be striving for heaven? That place in eternity is what it should be all about. In fact, the last thing that we should want to have said about us is what Jesus said in Luke 23, verse 43, when he said to one of the criminals alongside him at the crucifixion, quote, he replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is in his 15th season as the head men's ice hockey coach at UMass Boston, where he is the winningest coach in program history. Along the way, he has earned National Coach of the Year honors and has guided his team to the NCAA Frozen Four. Prior to his current role, he spent 9 years with Division I University of Connecticut as an assistant coach. As a student athlete, he had been a 4-year letter winner with UConn. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Peter Belisle.
Oh, pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you, Peter. Clearly, as I just described, and as we'll obviously delve further into, hockey has always been in your blood, but so has your Catholic faith, though, from a very young age.
Oh, yes. I mean, Mom and Dad and my three older brothers, a blessing, they call me, 13 years between me and my closest. So Mom and Dad had a family, and then they had a second family with me. It's almost like I had three uncles growing up, but just very religious, you know, growing up at Mount St. Charles Academy, being just, you know, I spent all my days with the Brothers of the Sacred Heart, what I was called. It was great. We're going to school there. They were all brothers. You could just, hey, brother. And just wonderful teachers and mentors. And my dad and my brother David coaching me and my faith through Mom and Dad, just French-Canadian, you know, heritage and St. James. It was just, you know, my memories are in that church with my family.
Yeah, I was going to say four of the sacraments at St. James Roman Catholic Church for you. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mom and Dad grew up in Mansville. Their parents came down from Sterell for the mills in this area of New England and Rhode Island. And, there's a ton of churches in that Woonsocket, Mansville area. And we settled at St. James. And that's been my home. Still take Dad there today. Go back and, yeah.
Nice. Well, almost exactly 1 year ago, Back on episode 54 of Catholic Sports Radio, I interviewed Peter's brother, David Belisle. Listeners, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to that episode if you never heard it. But Peter, talk about the bond that you and David had with your father, all because of hockey, and how closely it brought the three of you together.
Yeah, I mean, when you reached out to me, I was like, yeah. I had remembered Dave was on your show. I was like, does he have the right Belisle? My father's just so famous and Hockey Hall of Fame, and Dave with his taking two teams to the Little League World Series. You know, those two are just incredible. But, you know, the bond that we had, you know, and I don't know if David talked about this, but it's just divine intervention. When you think of the whole story between my family and hockey, okay, my brother David gets cut by Lou Lamoriello at Providence College, you know, after playing, I think it was in the senior year. And he was down, and Dad, you know, hired him as his assistant coach. And they go on to win 26 state consecutive titles. And I was a little kid, just, you know, Dave was 13 years old, and so I saw all that in front of my eyes as a five-year-old, being on the bus as a stick manager, equipment guy, and my dad and my brother winning another state championship, and then the pressure that would build upon that, you know, was interesting, and seeing all these guys go through. And David was actually my Little League coach. You know, he took two teams to the Little League World Series, but he started as, you know, a young man coaching his little brother and then helping, you know, me. I was my dream to play for Dad and Dave at St. Charles to produce pros and 20 NHLers, and I finally did. I got cut by Dad and played for Brother Dave on the JV team.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because I wasn't sure about the order of those two events. Tell the listeners where you attended high school, and then as you're starting to say this story about your father cutting you and then you actually playing for your brother.
Yeah, so no, I mean, you can tell, did I want to play for Mount St. Charles Academy and play for my father and brother, and here I am as a freshman. You know, my father was pretty blunt. Coach, you know, tough love, very... he said, Belisle, I know what you can do. You're going to try out for the JVs. I knew right away that I was playing for David, who was the JV coach. And, you know, back then it was tough to make the JV team, but I made it, played for Dave. Sophomore year, I really didn't play much. More of a JV player for Dave again. And then my junior and senior year, I got to play for the both of them on the varsity team. So proud of it. So proud of that.
And listeners, in case you're not aware, Mount St. Charles Academy is a private Catholic co-ed high school in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. So when you hear Peter referring to Mount St. Charles Academy, that's what that school was. We need to make sure, Peter, that we talk about your mother. Share with the audience about what you say she would do all day, every day, as well as a dream that your father had.
Yeah, no, it's just my mom was the rock. When she'd be so proud right now that I'm on your show. She was the rock in her, you know, for her faith, and she had the, you know, EWTN, the Catholic Channel, TV channel on all the time. I mean, you know, religiously, like every day, every 24 hours a day. And just a woman of faith, you know, church every Sunday, church every day after my dad had a skull fracture. But she suffered so much in the end, Bruce. I mean, 2 years of my dad taking care of her and just very sick, you know, living in the same house her whole life, finally convinced her to go to the nursing home. And she suffered there in pain, but, you know, always putting it up as a sacrifice. And, you know, just a sacrifice, continue to watch her, you know, her shows. That was the only thing that could really get her through every day, and watch the Catholic Channel. And my dad stayed there all day with her for 2 years, we'd pick him up. The family would pick him up, drop my father off. You know, at 90 years old, stay with her by her bedside all day. We'd pick him up. And obviously the brothers would take turns. But talk about the faith, and I'm going to break up a little bit telling this story, but, you know, Mom was so sick, I would get phone calls, and, you know, she's going to the hospital again from the nursing home, and I was almost numb to it. But one of the nights where, you know, it had happened, and I remember my brother David calling me and said, hey, no, but you got to get to the hospital. I'm like, all right, Dave, I'm leaving practice, you know, I'll be there. He's not, I think this is different, you got to get here now. And we went, and it was a different hospital stay, and I went home that night, and my brother Dave called me, and I woke up in a sweat even before the phone rang, and my brother Johnny actually called me and said, Mom has passed, you got to get down to the hospital. So brother David was the one who was in charge of picking up Dad at 90 years old and bringing him to love of his life. So we knew this was going to be tough, and we're waiting for Dad to come to the hospital to see his wife. And, you know, he just pretty much falls on the bed. We get him upstairs, and he's hugging her. And David looks at me and my two other brothers. And he goes, Dad, tell her you know where she is. And Dave looks at me and the brothers and says, guys, before I even got to Dad to wake him up, he's looking at me, and Dad says, the doors were wide open. I know Mom's gone. The doors were wide open.
Wow.
I saw the doors wide open. And my brother John said it at... the eulogy, okay, at my mom's funeral. I mean, it wasn't a dry eye, and I get emotional thinking, you know what I mean? And that's how much faith we have. I feel like I have proof that my mother appeared to my father in a dream, that, you know, she's in heaven when you talk about heaven.
Yeah.
She's there, and I know it. And it's just, it's amazing. So a lot of faith, and I've been so blessed in my life with my parents and my sport of hockey because of my family.
No doubt.
My mother never went to my mother would never go to the games, Bruce. She would stay and pray at the house. My senior year, she went to a few games, but she wouldn't go to the state finals because she would, I think I'm better served doing my job here.
Wow. Amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't win 26 things in a row without God's help. <You
know? laughs> That's for sure. That's for sure.
You don't.
That's for sure. Well, I'm getting goosebumps here, listeners. I'm sure that you are as well. Some very emotional testimony here from Peter. And you heard him say a few minutes ago a story about divine intervention, and he actually has a second example of divine intervention that I want him to get into. But before I have him talk about that, I'm disappointed to have to report that I did not end up submitting Catholic Sports Radio for consideration for a Gabriel Award, which is given out by the Catholic Media Association. If you've been listening regularly, you know that I mentioned on a few episodes of this show that there would have been a $150 fee just to enter Catholic Sports Radio for consideration. The deadline has passed for that, and I had to let it go. This is my ministry, and just like that $150 that I would have had to have paid, as you've heard me detail on a number of episodes, I certainly do get challenged with a lot of expenses to keep Catholic Sports Radio going, but I don't get any income from doing this, nor do I have any sponsors. Thus, you hear me appealing each week for anything you might send in, which does definitely help. So if you like what I'm doing, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life and you see value in everything I put into this and deliver, I would greatly appreciate your support. There is a convenient way to contribute, which is the Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. It's easy and secure and allows you to contribute in whatever amount you wish. There's no drop-down menu of amounts. There's no minimum. Alternatively, as some others, like the latest donor that I mentioned last week, have done, you can instead get in touch with me through the contact section of the website and ask me for the mailing address to send a check to. Regardless of which method you use, I do truly appreciate everyone who contributes and will even happily say your name on Catholic Sports Radio or give you a public thanks via social media, or of course you can choose to keep it anonymous. I would greatly appreciate your prayerful consideration of a contribution to Catholic Sports Radio and helping me to continue on and give back with my time and talent in an effort to move more people closer to Christ. So, Peter, what about that second instance of divine intervention, the first coaching job you got? Tell the listeners about that and why you say that there was divine intervention there.
Yeah, you know, as a young college kid, and you identify yourself as a hockey player your whole life, and I was proud to go to University of Connecticut and get my business degree, and, you know, I wanted to maybe play pro after, but, you know, talking to Dad and Dave, and, you know, like, really, you're not, you know, they knew pros, and I certainly wasn't really, you know, and maybe could have got beat up in a low-level pro league, but I wouldn't have succeeded. So I knew I wanted to start my life, and I thought it was in the business world, really. Mm. I got a great job through my connections. And I just had, I was at a desk and making these cold calls, and just, I don't know, it was a hard, hard dose of reality, and I didn't do well with it. And I, looking for my calling, I didn't know, you know, and then, you know, I said, maybe I do want to get into coaching hockey, you know, maybe, I was trying to do my own thing, and I got an opportunity at the College of Holy Cross to go back and work as an assistant coach. And it was one of the best years of my life. I was, like, so passionate about, this is what I want to do.
Wow.
And I went from making, you know, a good wage out of college back in the mid-90s to making, you know, a couple $1,000 in a meal ticket at the dining hall at Holy Cross to try to, you know, break my, you know, ground in the coaching, and was, you know, blessed to get, you know, an opportunity to go back to my alma mater, get my graduate degree in education, and be a graduate assistant. But yeah, God works in mysterious ways, and, you know, starts me in coaching at the College of Holy Cross through my own boss at UConn, and one of my first assistant coaches that just kind of helped me, you know, open that door. So just meant to be in God's plan. And I'm just so grateful to be at UMass Boston now as a head coach, and so grateful to have the time at my alma mater as an assistant. Those were great years being a young assistant and being able to fly around and recruit players. And now with a family at this level, I'm just very blessed to be coaching young men in the sport of hockey. So.
Well, so on that note then, talk about life at UMass, where you've been coaching for 15 seasons. As I mentioned in the intro, I fear that you're going to tell me that maybe the pandemic wiped out a huge chunk of games, but then also, bigger picture, talk also about working with new student athletes year after year after year, and having to keep yourself fresh as it relates to being a mentor to them and all that they're dealing with at such a pivotal juncture in their lives.
Yes. Well, first I'll hit on the pandemic hit us hard. We're in a totally remote learning all year. They canceled winter sports. They canceled fall. We're praying that spring at our school can get off the ground. So, yeah, tough year for our athletes this year. And we've got, you know, 23 young men that still identify themselves as UMass Boston hockey players that are sticking, you know, by the program. So I can't thank them enough. But to and not have that daily impact on them this year with, you know, trying to do Zoom mentor meetings and skill meetings like that for, you know, tactical, but not being with them has been very, very tough. But what I've done with this group and what these young men have done for me, unbelievable at UMass Boston. Just kids from all over the country. I had a kid from Sweden. We got Canadian kids.
Wow.
We're mostly American, being a state school in Mass, but, you know, really kids are attracted to Boston. So we've got a wide mix of kids from all over. I mean, I say kids, young men, but I'm so proud of them. We've got doctors. I think I've got four practicing doctors. Mm. We've got, you know, great businessmen, firemen, policemen that have gone through the program. And just being able to try to build a family, and that's what, you know, Dad and Dave did so well at Mount St. Charles, and I just knew that, so I tried to take that, and I've copied so much of what they've done and just tried to fire it into UMass, Boston hockey, and create that tough love, family, pull for one another environment. And guys are, I think, proud to be a UMass Boston alum and come back to a golf outing or a game at, when we can have spectators and come back to where we'd be playing in a tournament this weekend normally, you know. Mm, and
wow.
That's not happening. So,
but yeah. For the audience, isn't it amazing that Peter, instead of talking about the success that his student athletes have had over the years as hockey players, he's so proud to talk about what they've gone on to do as men, becoming doctors, becoming all the different things that you heard them say. And so, Peter, I think that's you recognizing that, yes, you are absolutely first and foremost there to be their hockey coach and to make them better players. But at the same time, you are very much embracing that I play a big part in shaping the lives that these young men will go on to. And so I have a responsibility not only as their coach, but as someone that's going to be an influence on them for whatever they go on to, even if it's not hockey.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people ask me my coaching philosophy, and it's easy. I want to make better men through the game of hockey, and I'm going to get better along the process. We're learning every day, and just hockey, just there's so many teaching points in the hockey game of failures that you've got to overcome, and sticking together and not putting blame on one another and not judging. There's so much you can take from the game and really implement into just good lessons and in life, and what, you know, Jesus wants us and how he wants us to be, you know. And I just was brought up, and my mother, again, you know, she, good things would happen in our life as a family, and she'd always say, Peter, thank the Sacred Heart. Thank the Sacred Heart. Mm. So that was something that I just was ingrained in me, you know. And even this, you know, in the same token, when you're in trouble and you're worried, you know, say, just like the hero right now, pray to the Sacred Heart, Peter. Pray to the Sacred Heart, you know.
Yeah, well, listeners, you heard me clarify before about Mount St. Charles Academy and Rhode Island being a Catholic institution. So, Peter, how much did it help you, not so much as a hockey coach, but as a Catholic man, that you have a father who worked and coached his whole life in a Catholic environment?
Yeah, I was so blessed to, you know, be able to go to the rink every day. Yeah, I had a very, you know, demanding, you know, tough military. He was, you know, a military guy, then he was a mechanic for quite some time before he took a pay cut to take, you know, his love was always hockey, but he took the rink manager job when I was born, because of me, pretty much, to be around more. Mm-hmm. And thank God that he'd take me to work every day. I was at practice every day. I watched every practice for, you know, since I've been 5 to, you know, 18 years old, you know, and then you just see how they do it. And then you see what he's doing and you see the kids pulling together. So I was just so lucky to, and so blessed that, you know, I grew up in that and have had those experiences to just draw from, really. And again, blessed there. So,
and ironically, for all the time that we've spent talking today about you and your dad and your brother, you are the only male in your immediate family.
Yes. Right now in the pandemic, I got my four lovely ladies upstairs. I have three beautiful daughters, 13, 11, and 9. They're all in their bedrooms right now doing their Zoom school, and my wife is in the home office doing her Zoom work, and my mother-in-law is in the downstairs apartment down there. So I have a fish, a little goldfish. That's the only other male in the house. They want a dog bad, but I've been holding off.
And you and your wife have been married for how long?
15 years. Yeah, 15 years. So essentially, you know, right when I, was getting married, I was transitioning out of UConn to UMass, and we started our family. So I've had my three kids in my time at UMass Boston.
Fantastic.
So very blessed there.
Well, final question. Yeah. I would love for you to share with the audience all about St. Joseph Historic Church.
Yeah, beautiful parish, Father Charlie. It's a church that's over 100 years old. The stained windows are just absolutely gorgeous. But now, you know, bringing up my three daughters, we're doing, you know, St. Joe's is doing a great job with the, we're doing the Zoom Sunday morning CCD with our children. Maddie actually is at Mount St. Charles, so she gets a full course load of every day a religion class. But my two littles, a fifth grader and sixth grader, are going to St. Joe's CCD. And that's our rock right now. We need and we go to and we support. And yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah,
well, Peter, thank you so much for being on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you, and thank you for sharing all your testimony with us today.
Oh God, thank you so much for having me, Bruce. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And listeners, since we have a coach online, I thought it would be appropriate if we close with a prayer today that is from the National Catholic Coaches Association. And of course, we'll do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From 2 Corinthians 5, we live by faith, not by sight. Father, help me use my time wisely to do what is important, not just what is urgent. Show me how I can serve my players and help them reach their full potential in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.